Former Massachusetts governor and libertarian vice presidential candidate Bill Weld spoke publicly in Boston yesterday about comments made by his running mate. Weld says he does not believe that Gary Johnson's remarks will affect their chances of participating in televised presidential debates this fall. During a television interview, Johnson did not recognize the name of Syria's largest city. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Gary Johnson was on MSNBC being interviewed by former Boston Globe columnist Mike Barnicle.
What would you do if you were elected about Aleppo?
About?
Aleppo.
And what is Aleppo?
You're kidding.
No.
Aleppo is in Syria. It's the epicenter of the refugee crisis.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Okay.
Well, with regard to Syria, I do think that it's a mess. I think
Johnson's running mate, former governor of Massachusetts Bill Weld, had been invited to Emerson College to address students in Professor Spencer Kimball's political communication class. He was there to talk about their third-party candidacy in a time when so many Americans are disenchanted with the Democratic and Republican choices for president. By the time he arrived, the press, eager to ask him about Johnson's slip, practically outnumbered the students. Weld was ready to defend his running mate.
So I'm not sure the consequence of the slip is going to be lasting at all.
And Weld says probably 85% of the people in this country could not put Aleppo on a map. Johnson and Weld are hoping to be included in this fall's televised presidential and vice presidential debates.
I think people understand that you can forget it in detail. So no, I don't think it has any impact on the debates except perhaps to increase our name recognition.
Weld pointed out that when George W. Bush was running in 2000, he could not name the leaders of Chechnya, Taiwan, Pakistan, and India. Weld says he knew what Aleppo was.
Oh, yeah, you can assume that. I grew up with the book Once in Aleppo on my parents' bookshelf.
Weld predicts the Commission on Presidential Debates could decide next week whether they would be invited. The commission has set a bar of 15% in national polls to include candidates. Johnson and Weld are on the ballot in every state, but so far they've been shy of that 15% threshold. A Washington Post poll released this week finds they do have the support of 15% to 25% of voters in 15 states. Weld predicts they have slightly better than a 50-50 chance of being invited to the debates. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.